Good morning. It's 6:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. We'll have a look at the day's weather in just a few minutes. Alabama State University in Montgomery will play a new role to remember the fight for civil rights. Alabama Public Radio's Ryan Vasquez reports the campus will be the third and final interpretive center along the Selma to Montgomery National Voting Rights Trail.
The National Park Service and University President Gwendolyn Boyd signed a Memorandum of Understanding for the center. The signing comes 1 year before Alabama plans to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the 1965 march. Several sites in the capital city competed for the Interpretive Center, but officials say community support and resources clinched it for ASU. Officials say they are considering building a facility with at least 15,000 square feet built by Alabama State next to the football stadium. The trail superintendent says the Park Service will supply about $3 million in exhibits. The other interpretive centers are open in Selma and Whitehall. I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.
Meanwhile, the president of the Alabama State University Student Government Association has sent a letter asking the chairman and vice chairman of the Board of Trustees to resign. SGA President Darren Dubose says the SGA cabinet decided it was time to act when an accrediting agency sent the university a warning letter and noted that Chairman Elton Dean and Vice Chairman Marvin Wiggins had relatives with university contracts. Dubose also noted that Moody's Investor Services downgraded the university's bond rating during their tenure. Dean, for his part, says the letter was a surprise and he needs time to digest it before commenting. Wiggins, a circuit judge, was in court and unavailable for comment. University President Gwendolyn Boyd says she supports students' right to vote their opinions and be active on university issues. A plan is in motion to bring the World Games back to the United States. The Birmingham City Council is scheduled to vote today on whether to host the Games in the year 2021. The event would bring athletes from over 100 countries to Alabama to compete in sports ranging from archery to jiu-jitsu. Scott Myers is executive director of the Alabama Sports Hall of Fame. He says if the bid is successful, it would showcase the greatness of Birmingham.
It'll have an opportunity to have a huge economic impact on the city, about $250 million. And more importantly, it'll have the opportunity to present Birmingham in a first-class fashion to the world.
Myers says Birmingham is in a good position already. The city has the endorsement of 36 national governing bodies involved in the games. Thousands of emergency kits purchased with $660,000 in federal money for Alabama-based community health centers sat in storage long after they were supposed to have been distributed to the needy. And AL.com reports it's still not clear what happened to all the kits more than 4 years after they were supposed to have been helping people. The Tuskegee-based Central Alabama Comprehensive Health and Birmingham Healthcare got federal grants for small kits that included a flashlight and first aid supplies. Federal inspectors found that thousands still sat in storage more than a year after they were supposed to be distributed. Now for a look at the day's weather, here's WVUA's Richard Scott.
It's going to be relatively hot on this Tuesday, but there's a good chance for some scattered storms. That'll cool some areas off. Risk of rain 50%. Not everybody's going to see that rain today. And if you see a downpour, it's not going to last very long. Overnight temperatures tonight in the low 70s for Wednesday. A hot day. Temperatures in the low 90s. Only a small chance for a stray storm on Wednesday. As we go into Thursday, another good chance for scattered storms. High temperatures near 90. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.